What is mastery? It's the pursuit of what? Pain. That's how you build grit. That's how you build resilience. You can't become a high performer unless you experience pain for extended periods of time. And you don't experience pain unless you autonomously start to chase something with enough vigor. You've got to want it. You can't. No one can make anyone a high performer. Why would you not want someone to go through what you have to get where... Do you think where you are is in a good place in terms of a performance level?
Yes.
And do you see exactly why your journey was required to get you there?
Yeah.
Why would you rob someone? Why would you not want to give someone that?
It's not that, like the pain part of it.
Okay, imagine a time where you're trying to coach a friend to become an athlete and you go, look, I want you to be a great athlete, but the moment it starts hurting, I don't want to wish that on you. Just slow down a little bit. We are who we are based on our trials and tribulations. If you don't have resistance, you don't build strength. I wish pain upon people, but what I wish more upon people is not the absence of pain, but is the abundance of the skills to be able to deal with it. Trying to avoid pain is the recipe for pain. It's a recipe for disaster. It's the suffering part that is the optional part. I feel what you're saying. I'm just not attached to it because I've experienced more pain than almost anyone I know, physical, mental, psychological, you name it, okay? And it has made me who I am. And I happen to really like who I am. And who I am happens to be a part of an amazing team that is actually right now changing the world. So if someone was to say to me at some point, do you wish, you know, I wish that you would never have to go through the pain, I'd say, I will give you every cent I've got right now just to make sure that I experienced all that pain. Because if I hadn't, I wouldn't be where I am. You wouldn't be where you are, and you being an athlete, you certainly wouldn't be where you are if it wasn't for your ability to deal with pain and push through in situations where you wanted to quit. And you've got to experience the pain in order to condition yourself. It's normal. And this is the thing, people just got to realize it's normal. It's normal for it to hurt. It's normal for it to be hard. It's not supposed to be easy. That's the point. You do not become more resilient playing in your comfort zone. You become better by constantly playing in the fringes to the point of friction, tension, and stress to a point where you go, right, now I'm going to step back into my comfort zone. Replenish, refuel, revitalize. Right, I'm going to go back out again. The pain produces the pressure that creates failure. And it's the failure that exposes the gap in skills, knowledge, and experience. So without pain, without failure, you don't have the growth. So it's a constant. And that's the beauty.